Starbucks opened its first store on March 30th, 1971, at Seattle's Pike Place Market. At first, they didn't even brew coffee. They just sold beans. Starbucks wouldn't become the company we know until the late 80s, when a coffee businessman named Howard Schultz bought Starbucks from its original founders, added espresso machines, and started expanding quickly. At its peak, the company was adding two new stores a day while putting its coffee on grocery store shelves and, oh yeah, inventing the pumpkin spice latte. Love that. Today, there are more than 32,000 Starbucks all over the world, making more than $23 billion in annual revenue. It's the kind of company so big it has its own gravitational pull. It makes headlines when it bans straws or closes for racial bias training. The PSL is closely watched as the first sign of fall for reasons that are beyond me, and its red holiday cups are part of the culture wars. Starbucks isn't only in the coffee business anymore, of course. They are selling consistency and that certain vibe of their stores because, to be honest, some days their coffee just isn't that good.